from the WGXC Newsroom. This is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. The State Vaccine Tracker website reports that most Upper Hudson Valley counties have dosed 40% of adults with at least one shot of a COVID-19 vaccine. The exceptions, Rensselaer and Greene counties. Rensselaer County will probably cross the threshold today, as it was at 39.8% on April 12th. Greene County had just 37% vaccinated at that time. The news was better elsewhere, with Albany County at 45.4%, Ulster County at 44.9%, Columbia County at 41.9%, and Dutchess County at 40.4%. Schoharie County at 32.1% and Delaware County at 31.7% continue to trail other local counties. Scientists estimate 70 to 80% vaccine rates are needed to achieve herd immunity, so the region is about halfway there. Statewide, 37.9% of adults have received at least one dose, while 24.9% are fully vaccinated. Patricia Doxey is reporting for the Daily Freeman. Drivers who use Easy Pass will pay higher tolls to cross the Hudson River in the Mid-Hudson region starting next month. As of May 1st, the cost of an eastbound bridge crossing on each of the five spans operated by the New York State Bridge Authority will increase from $1.35 to $1.45 for passenger cars. The cash price will remain at $1.75, the rate in effect since last August. The May 1st increase is a second in a series of toll hikes planned by the authority, which operates the Kingston-Rhinecliff, Mid-Hudson, Rip Van Winkle, Newburgh Beacon, and Bear Mountain Bridges. The Bridge Authority will use the increased revenue mainly to finance the redecking of the westbound span of the Newburgh Beacon Bridge. That bridge, which connects Southern Dutchess County to Orange County, is the authority's busiest span and is considered an important connector in the Northeast Highway Network, carrying Interstate 84 over the Hudson. Authority spokesperson Chris Stiber said the roughly $90 million project was awarded to Yonkers Contracting Company in June 2020 and work will begin in July 2020. On Tuesday, contractors will begin setting in place the steel gird deck panels that will be filled with concrete. The project is expected to be completed in late 2020. Stiber said revenue generated by the toll increase also will help fund projects in the Bridge Authority's five-year capital plan. Stiber said, and I quote, "Since the authority receives no appropriations through tax dollars, tolls make up about 97% of our revenue," end quote. And you can read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Mid-Hudson News is reporting that Karen Hoshhauser, the executive director of the Dutchess County Jewish Federation, said a Nazi flag hanging in an apartment window in the town of Poughkeepsie is inappropriate and should be removed. The flag has been displayed in that window off and on for the last few years, despite the landlord telling the renters to take it down. Hoshhauser said the entire community must speak out against hatred. She said, and I quote, "It is important that the public, the community, the business community, the elected officials all be very verbal and very vocal about that this is not acceptable. And together we are stronger, and we will not allow any type of hatred in our home," end quote. Jody Miller, executive director of the Dutchess County Human Rights Commission, said anti-Semitism has grown across the nation and the Nazi flag in Poughkeepsie has no place anywhere in the community. She said, and I quote, "It really represents the vilest of hate. It represents an attack on the Jewish community. It represents hate against people, and I think there are many, many people who are upset about it," end quote. Miller said the Human Rights Commission in Dutchess, Ulster, and Orange counties are working toward collaborating on a speaker series about hate. And you can read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. Melanie Lekasevic is reporting for Capital Independent Media. A 25-foot push boat used to assist tugboats capsized at the port of Coeymans on April 5th. The incident occurred at 8:50 a.m., according to a New York State Department of Environmental Conservation spokesperson. The DEC has estimated that 10 to 20 gallons of diesel fuel spilled into the river as a result. A spokesperson said the agency used a drone to evaluate environmental damage to the river. The DEC responded to the incident with the DEC spill responders, using the agency's spills trailer along with the department's division of law enforcement. The push boat was recovered from the river the next day. The cause of the incident remains under investigation, and you can read the full story in the Ravenna News Herald. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.